This episode of the Ramblecast is brought to you by Jay and Jack Plus. If you love the Ramblecast and all other things Jay and Jack, definitely sign up today at jayandjacktv.com for only $2.99 a month. Remember, that's jayandjacktv.com. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your good friends, Jay and Jack. Jack's back, and we're here to talk about the terrible refs, maybe. Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
I'm a replacement ref.
I'm a replacement podcaster.
I cannot be held for any mistake I make.
So the beauty of the Ramblecast is we can talk about sports if we want to.
Yes.
And on Sunday, I was probably very almost upset I've been at a football game in a long time, but that Charger game was just abysmal.
I didn't get mad because it is what I said a couple years ago. I was not going to get mad anymore. Or last year, I said, I'm not going to get mad anymore. I can't control it. Nothing I can do.
Yeah, but that one was tough. It was just
a terrible game.
That was just
But, you know, bad. I'd rather lose a game like that than the way Green Bay lost their game.
Well, yeah, so let's get to that. It's been a topic of conversation since, you know, preseason is these replacement refs that are
let's be fair, not even Division 1 refs. Let's be fair to the replacement refs. They're just doing what they're...
Oh, sure.
It's not their fault.
It's not their fault at all.
And we would be yelling at... We'd be complaining about the real refs making mistakes.
But sure.
Most of the time, we'd be wrong.
Well, and
but that's the difference. We'd be wrong about complaining because we don't know the rules as well as they do.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make everyone's going to make mistakes.
Absolutely.
They're human. These guys are making mistakes that we know they're wrong.
Yeah.
And last night it was
Did you watch the game?
I didn't. I was actually recording Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys, and it was happening while we were recording, and the people on the chat message board and Russ were watching it, and I was like, I can't see it. Of course, this TV we have in here isn't hooked up.
We could probably get that hooked up. The cable outs over here.
Yeah, so we could get hooked up and get, you know, everything working on it would be great, but I'm not going, this is crazy, I can't see. So after we record, I went and saw the play. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. So I've been saying the whole time it's going to take either a big-name player like a Tom Brady, Peyton Manning getting hurt because these guys, the rules, I think these guys are a little intimidated.
Sure.
I think they're fans. I think they're fans of the players.
Yeah.
And I think they're being intimidated. Also, you had Belichick touching a coach, which I said yesterday he should be suspended.
Yeah.
I mean, he was touched a referee. He kind of grabbed the referee. He should be suspended. I don't care if these replacement guys or not.
Yeah.
Can't touch the ref.
Oh, I agree. And I couldn't believe it.
Then I went on my phone to see what Twitter was saying. And
Twitter blew up yesterday.
There was like 120 straight messages of people I follow. I follow people, all different people.
Yeah.
And every message was about... Finally got one that wasn't about the refs.
That's
at least 120 guys, and it was crazy.
I can't believe that the NFL is just turning a blind eye to it. It seems like there's like, oh, it's fine, you know. Like I don't know why they're holding out. Like they want things from the professional refs that they can't. They want them to be full time refs and they give up their full time jobs. They don't pay them enough to do that.
There's no way.
They don't. I mean, it's just it's unreasonable. So I don't know what they're thinking. It seems like it's totally devaluing the game of football.
The NFL usually is pretty smart with their business decisions. That's why they've become the number one sport in America. You look at hockey, who's about having another lockout,
which is suicide for
the NHL. They just don't have the popularity to do it again.
I mean,
they just did it, 3 years ago?
Yeah, not that long.
You can't lock out. You can't go another season, another year without having a season.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have the support. But NFL is really you want the best of the best.
Yeah.
And I know that we're going to pick on guys like Ed Hockley for making, you know, maybe having a quick whistle.
But he knows. I mean, he knows that rule book inside.
He knows the rule book. He knows the game.
Yeah.
And these guys, like I said, they're doing the best they can. But this is, I told Russ yesterday, Russ and I both ref youth hockey and adult hockey. At the lowest level.
It's like saying the refs in Hurricanes locked out, and then they brought you into
Hurricanes game. It is the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done a few college games, and even that lower college games, and that was even a little faster than I was used to. It's just a faster game. There's so many rules. I mean, how many times did something happen that you go, that's a rule?
Yeah.
And these guys don't know the rules. And there was a couple calls in the Charger game. I'm like going, come on. But that wasn't the reason they lost.
Yeah.
But now people are losing because, I mean, I'm looking at the, after you see the replay.
Yeah, it's blatant.
But we said on the thing, I go, oh, it's in Seattle? No way they're overturning this.
Oh,
no.
I know. It would be a riot. I mean,
and you had the players not coming back. You had to bring the player. If I was Green Bay, I would have said, no, find me. I don't care. I'm not coming back out.
And I give them credit. That was a pretty classy move on their part.
No, I'm not classy. I would have said, no, we lost. Who cares? Kick the field goal without us out there.
I just
for the 2-point conversion. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's happened a couple times before. I guess it was Bills and Patriots before, and the Bills didn't come back on the field or something.
At that point, the game's over. Why take a chance? At this point, as a ref too, you got to figure, okay, there's got to be anger on both sides. There could have been a fight, a riot. Who knows?
Oh yeah.
I would have said, okay, just it's 13-12.
Yeah. It was just, that was one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen in the history of sports yesterday. And I was getting ready to go to bed, and I was like, maybe they're going to Hail Mary and throw it, see what happens. I was like, holy crap. I can't believe that happened. Do you think, now, you know, we're friends with Ed Hockley's an NFL ref, so we might be a little bit biased for the NFL refs.
Yeah, because I don't mind saying things against him.
That's true. But they need to bring him back. I mean, is this going to be the, if this isn't the impetus to get them back, I don't know what can be.
Well, like I said, you're going to have it. You may, the NFL season is one, you know, it's a short,
it's only 16 games. Yeah.
So one game could keep you out.
This, yeah.
And Green Bay, to be fair, they didn't play a great game. Mm-mm. They're out of sync. They're not playing great. There's a lot of teams that aren't playing.
Well, they had a good game plan in the second half, but it took until.
But they still, their offense is not carrying them like it did last year.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they still shouldn't have lost the game.
No. That,
the guy, was it Tate? He pushed off.
Yeah.
And that, and people are giving him crap for Don admitting he pushed off. Well,
yeah.
I didn't get called for it.
Yeah.
It's not a penalty if I don't get called
exactly.
for it.
Exactly.
That's how I look at it. And people are saying, oh, Seattle, even some of the Green Bay players are saying, oh, you should be ashamed for accepting the win. Hey.
I mean, it's not their fault.
They're, every game has calls that don't go your way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every game, no matter
But that last drive was just a bunch of calls that went.
Yes,
against them.
I didn't see it.
There was a roughing the passer that was blatantly wasn't a roughing the passer. There was a pass interference call that was should have been the other way around, and then there was that end zone call. And what's kind of interesting is that actually that turn of events changed the spread on and at the betting in Vegas. So it completely reversed what would have been the winners for that game, which is kind of interesting.
It's just. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, it's just nuts.
I want the best of the best out there.
Yeah.
I want to be able to yell at Ed Hockley every week.
For his early whistle.
Yes.
But even then, mistakes like that, at least he can explain within the rules, there's nothing you can do about it.
And Charger fans are still upset about it because they were saying, does this, Charger message board yesterday, does this let Ed Hockley off the hook? No, never. I mean, the Charger fans, it's never forget. Which had no...
And all, hey, we got into the playoffs, so as far as I'm concerned, that one.
And we still, like we said at the time,
yeah,
we still had a chance to stop them. We didn't.
Yeah.
And they still went to the 2-point conversion, and we still couldn't stop them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all right, whatever. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, nothing we had there. I only thing we can do is say we're not going to watch the games.
Yeah. But the games aren't as fun. Like, it's sloppy. Like, last week's Monday Night Football game, it was just sloppy.
Well, you have people that, there was a play a couple weeks ago where, who were they playing? Detroit was playing Alex Smith, and the guy, Alex Smith slid head first, mm-hmm. and the guy for Detroit went head first.
Oh, yeah, head first into him.
And put his forearm right into him. No call.
Yeah.
I'm like going. And then the I guess the guy did get flagged for it, the Joe Mays for Denver. Who, you know, led with his head and hit Matt Schaub underneath and tore off his ear.
I didn't see that.
Oh, he doesn't get suspended. It's a joke. But like I said, also you have Belichick who went out and touched the official trying to get a ruling on it. Can't touch the official.
Yeah, yeah.
It should be more than a fine. He should be suspended at least a game. Because you can't touch the official.
And again, I don't blame
the
officials.
That's no hate towards Bill Belichick. But
they need to get something done because this is just insane. I mean, I guess one of the refs that actually ref that game was let go by the Lingerie League.
Well.
But I mean, like, that's the caliber of refs that you're having ref
what do you say?
NFL football
I'm having
games.
Trouble concentrating. I can't pay attention.
I just can't believe it.
No, it's bad.
It's really bad. And it has contributed to my terrible start for my fantasy football season.
Oh, is that what it is? It comes down. I actually had a, I think I was 5-1 yesterday.
Really? I was
on my team
1-6.
Wait, I think I'm in 5 leagues, so I was 4-1. So
that's pretty good. I've gotten 2 really terrible starts in the App League. I mean, I'm 0-3, and in the Colleen's family's league, I'm 0-3.
So the refs added to your terrible drafting.
You know, I think the big thing there is I have Aaron Rodgers in both those leagues. Aaron Rodgers has been a clunker so far for me, which he has been one of the best. I've had him in every single league.
Well, your top
for the
three,
past four
top
years.
Three quarterbacks going into this year, I think what people would say, oh, these are the best quarterbacks ever.
Are they not having
Breeze, Brady, and Rodgers are 2-7 combined.
Yeah, yeah.
And so because the Chargers lost on Sunday, Rivers didn't have a great game.
Yeah.
So suddenly that
my problem with Rivers is, I watched it like it was obvious this game. He needs to dump it off or take the sack.
He's still missing a Sproles-like player because the offensive line is terrible. And he's not mobile.
He isn't.
People say, well, he's not getting sacked. I go, yeah, but he's the pocket collapse. He's a pocket passer. There
and there's no pocket.
And he's not mobile. It's just like Brady or Peyton Manning. He has to have. I mean, he's they're more mobile than he is.
Yeah.
And he has to have a pocket. Without a pocket, he doesn't have that guy to. He doesn't have that one guy to dump it off. And he didn't have a good. But the whole charge. I mean, Mike Seifert kicked a 29-yard punt.
Mm-hmm.
When does that happen?
Yeah.
Okay, he usually booms him 60, 70 yards.
And yeah.
He shanked it. I go, all right, this is just a team loss. But all the Charger fans are, get rid of Philip Rivers now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. He needs to have an offensive line. He's just there. It's collapsing every 5 seconds.
He has
no time. It's
look at Rodgers. Rodgers
sacked 8 times.
But at least he's mobile.
Yeah, he's mobile. At least he can make something happen. Again, it's early in the season. We're 2-1 there, but we'll see what happens.
2-1.
But yeah, my fantasy start so far has been dismal.
Yeah, I saw that. You were in our one league year.
No, in the in the Jay and Jack TV one, I think I'm 0-2. And I have a pretty good. I mean, the thing is, my teams, like they're good teams. Like I have good players, just it hasn't clicked yet.
That ESPN league, I'm
2-1 in that league, and I'm not even trying in that league.
I'm 2-1, but the first week I lost because my team from last year, most of them were out or. But we got a loss for the first week.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, I didn't even know how we play the game because it didn't even start. But anyhow.
Anyway, my only loss was the week that I didn't have anybody. I had like Ryan Matthews in the lineup. I had Tolberg I didn't know.
Carolina's not even using him.
No.
But
good move there, Mike.
But yeah. So that's football. They need to change it.
It is.
They need to get on it. Because it's contributing some really
well, they
poor
have,
games.
I guess though, someone from the Packers posted Goodall's number to the office. It's all on Twitter and stuff. So you guys can call and tell old Roger what you think about the. Of course, he's at the mercy of the owners.
Yeah, I mean the owners and the owners need to step up as well. Because like Jerry Jones, you know, they need to acknowledge that it's not okay.
Like I said, they're usually spot on with their business decisions.
Yeah, I'm saying like they're the top in America right now because it's been run very, very well.
It'd be like Apple going back to a big giant mobile phone that they had when they first came out. Hey, I think this would be a good decision. Let's go with what's it do? Nothing. But forget all these iPhone things that people are buying. Let's go back to the big mobile, mobile
brick
phone.
Phones.
Yeah. I can't text with this? No. No, you can make a call. What?
Yeah.
It doesn't fit in my purse. What?
So how was San Diego?
Hot and humid. Hot and humid. I went out there.
It's been nasty.
For people that don't know, I went out there. My dad had a valve replacement surgery.
Yeah.
He's doing great now.
That's good.
At one point, though, my dad is probably the easiest going guy in the world.
Uh-huh.
I've said this on the Downton Abbey podcast, but he was like inside the hospital. We're watching the... The first day he was fine.
Mm-hmm.
He came out of the surgery. The second day he couldn't remember. He just couldn't remember things.
Well, anesthesia. Some people don't respond to it well.
Yeah, but so
I
was prepared for that because he had surgery 5 years ago,
uh-huh.
And I wasn't there, but I was uh-huh. told that he just didn't he didn't snap out of it. So
yeah.
The first day they kept him under for almost 24 hours.
Yeah.
So when he finally woke up, he was a little, you know, groggy coming out.
Yeah.
But after that, he was a chatterbox.
Uh huh.
He was telling me all kinds of different stories. Different things about his, you know, things I didn't know. I knew a little bit about what happened, but things like, well, you know, he did, instead of going to college, and he went, you know, some other things he did, and I was like going, oh, okay. And he was coherent and stuff. So next thing over there, he's kind of hallucinating.
Yep.
And he's seeing things. And we're watching the Aztec North Dakota game.
Uh-huh.
And he kept asking me, who are the Aztecs playing? I go, North Dakota. And I must have said it 500 times.
Yeah.
The nurse had to stop me from putting a pillow over his face. I can't stop asking me about North Dakota. But he's doing great. He's I talked to him yesterday. He was such a pain in the neck. They basically released this. Okay, we need to get rid of this guy.
Uh-huh.
He just didn't want to be in the hospital anymore.
Man.
And so I just said, okay, you held your breath and you got out of the hospital. Because I was actually yelling at him.
Uh-huh.
Like, get out of bed. And I don't yell at my parents.
Yeah.
I was a different generation from
sure.
me. You just don't yell at your parents. But he's doing great, but the weather was just terrible. It was hot, humid, and sticky. I mean, it's San Diego.
Yeah.
What's the weather here in Raleigh?
Weather's been nice in Raleigh.
2 weeks. I came back. Oh, my gosh.
Like the game yesterday was like 105 or something like that.
Yeah, it was terrible. Terrible. Mm. Terrible. But everything's good, and I'm back, and I'm ready to ramble.
That's good.
And I apologize for us not rambling last week, but it was...
well, we released the first ever episode of the Ramblecast yesterday.
I heard it was ketchup versus mustard, and...
Mm-hmm. I forgot that was our first verses.
I didn't know that either. I didn't listen to it, but uh-huh. I said, it's funny because I looked, I go, that's one of the few verses that I really didn't like the other thing. Because sometimes we pick a verses. I like the,
yeah.
I want the one that you picked.
Yeah, yeah.
This one, no, I just don't, it's the smell mm-hmm. of mustard more than the taste. I don't, mm-hmm. I can't deal with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But ketchup won, so it was okay.
By one, I think. It was close.
I don't think it was
that. The early days when I think only like 20 people voted for that.
Is that right? Because I don't think it was that close. But then the whole debate started on the on the thing again. You got to love the debate.
Fun.
It's not
man.
Personal, people. It's business.
So I played softball yesterday.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Did you first time doing like any type of like actual organized play since I was 9 and still in Little League for like a baseball game or
wow.
something.
Wow. You've never played softball?
No.
Really?
I mean, we play like, you know, family games, but not like an actual...
Huh. Oh, this was a league.
This is a league. Like they had umps and everything.
Okay. Were they replacement umps?
No, they were regular umps.
They didn't know the calls.
So, I mean, I was a little bit nervous because I'm a pretty good contact hitter, but my fielding's just dreadful. I'm not very fast, so...
You're spry, though.
Yeah.
You're quick.
No, I don't even think I'm quick. but I didn't have cleats. I did go buy like a slow pitch bat. It's like $19 at Target. I went to the Frankie's Fun Park. Did some batting practice.
Because I was Rob. Your Rob. He plays. He plays softball. He says people cheat.
How they cheat?
They file the bat. Flatten the bat out a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. I go. Really, it's that bad that people have to cheat at softball?
Well, I guess so. This league, it's a bunch of Apple employees, former Apple employees. It's kind of their league, and I'm not part of it just because it's tough on my schedule. They have consistent like
right.
Monday and Wednesday nights, and sometimes I have to close. But I said, you know, hey, if you ever need anybody, you know, I'd love to come sub in for somebody someday. So this is the day.
And they're like,
out.
Well, yeah. If can you bring the beer? Wait, do they drink beer or they drink like...
No, there's no drinking. So it was pretty straightforward. Like, I think they go drinking afterwards.
Okay. But, well, yeah, you don't
but
drink.
But me as a manager, I'm not going to go drink with them. It's dangerous.
It's those people.
No. It's just, you know, I don't want to blur any lines there.
Okay. You don't want to give any Apple... Hey, do you guys sometimes give... like the umpire wants a secret to get a better call. Hey, this is what's coming out next.
But I don't know any of that stuff, so it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, I know. You can't. I know. You don't know. I know.
Yeah.
We know.
But actually, one of the people that plays on the league listens to this show, Casey, if you're listening.
Hey, Casey.
So there's this team. It's like it's more fun though. I guess the team we were playing against was pretty serious. There's some pretty serious teams. This team is more for fun. There's some people that actually played, you know, I think in college for baseball. So there's some pretty talented
right.
guys on the team. There's some that's just playing for fun. So I was a little bit nervous going into it, but I did okay. I played right field. And what?
Right field.
What's wrong with that?
Come on, you know the rule about right field.
What's the rule about right field?
That's a kid you put out there can't play.
I know. I'm not a good fielder.
It's
so
like
that's
it's like the biggest insult. Play right field. It's like one time I go really right field.
I'll play right field all day.
So
the
my
insult
shoulder,
in this league
I had to play right field
is catcher because you just sit
yeah
there.
Okay.
So that was the other sub, and he's kind of he's a good guy, but he's the one we kind of always rag on because he's just this like he went and visited L.A. and then got a L.A. Dodgers tattoo on his chest, so we give him crap about it all the time.
Is this guy Warm Taffy Jr.?
He could be. Like, give it 30 years, he could be.
My gosh.
So he showed up today with a Yankees hat on. I was like, oh, that's great. You got the Dodger tattoo.
Got a Dodger tattoo and a Yankee. Because
he went to New York a couple weeks ago. Okay. So, you know, it's just wherever he visits, that's where his allegiance lies.
What's he go when he visits Amsterdam?
I don't know.
Kind of tattoo to get there. I guess he gets VD.
But
allegedly,
you know, I think I played. I had three ground balls. The pitcher was doing this weird little backspin thing on it, which was kind of cheap.
They have the arc.
Yeah, like the big arc.
And had the plate, but also the mat behind it. So if it hit the mat, it's a strike.
No, I don't think they had a mat behind it.
Okay.
But I guess I've never played like softball before organized, but I guess you start out with a strike and a ball or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got two, like one ground ball. I ran it out like it was an infield hit, and then I got two ground outs straight to the pitcher because he was wearing one of those masks to protect his face, so it went straight to him both times.
Some leagues, if you hit it towards the pitcher, it's automatic out.
Really? So yeah, that was okay, and I played outfield. I caught one ball, which was good, and then I miffed another play, which it was kind of like a weird trailing.
The sun was in your eyes.
Well, the lights right. Those green balls are weird though. It's hard to see the green ball.
Is it the light green ball?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then so I got on base, and then it was actually a pretty good rally for us. I think we scored three runs or something like that, the infield hit that I got. And so we have our third base coach, and then I'm on second. So it's a outfield hit, and he's giving me the single to go home. Now, I don't have cleats, so I can't dig in. So I had to take a pretty wide run around third base.
Did you at least hit the base running?
Yeah, yeah. I was going full speed.
It wasn't the old Jay where you'd stop, you run to the base, stop, then turn and face the go the.
No, no, it wasn't that bad. So I didn't have cleats, so I had to make a big turn around to kind of come back in, or I would have just slipped. I'd probably had two more steps, and the ball got to the catcher. He's covering the plate, like totally blocking the plate, and he's kind of bobbling the ball. So I don't really know etiquette, so I slam into him. Like, I just run straight into him.
Oh.
And knock him over. And he held onto the ball, so I was out. But I guess that's a no-no.
That's a no-no.
Well, he shouldn't be crowding the plate.
In some leagues, you don't touch the plate. You just have to pass. There's a line. You have to pass the line.
Yeah, they didn't have that. It was just the plate. And so he wasn't giving me where to go. I wasn't going to slide.
So what happened after that? They... Little brushback pitch next time up.
No, here's the catcher. I picked him. I was like, I'm sorry, dude. I had nowhere to go on that one. And
why'd you slide?
I had shorts on. I was going to tear at my leg just to slide.
Coward.
But the pitcher for their team was on my side. He's like, you didn't give me anywhere to go. That's baseball. Blah blah blah. So he was, but he was just like, you're supposed to slide on those. I was like, I'm sorry, man. I just couldn't go anywhere.
Man, so your first game, you're already blacklisted.
No, no.
Why are you bringing these replacement softball players out here? It's terrible.
He was bobbling the ball.
Now, see,
I'm trying to knock the ball. I'm trying to win the game.
20 years ago, no one says anything.
Really?
Yeah, that's. But now it's a softer generation, so you can't do things like that.
And I mean, I didn't like punch him in the face. And I just ran into him. You know,
yeah, Pete Rose would be like, would have given you a high five for that.
My team did.
Yeah,
yeah, they enjoyed it, but. So it was fun. I'll you know, if they ever ask me again, I'll go play again. It was fun. I did a lot better than the L.A. Dodger tattoo guy.
Well,
he struck out three times.
Well, of course he's got an L.A. Dodger tattoo and he wears a Yankee hat.
Yeah.
So there it is.
I don't know how you strike out three times in softball, but what was funny is he didn't get the two strike, and if you foul it out the second straight, you're out.
Yeah.
And so each time when he like struck out, he would just sit there and like get ready to start taking. He's like, no, you're out.
What? That's not how they do it in baseball.
So yeah, I'd like to play again. I gotta get my swing down though, because they were ground balls. I know I can
drive
it if I can. Yeah,
line drives.
Yep. But anyhow,
it's hard.
A good time.
It's a different art of hitting the.
Well, I went to the batting cages, and it was more of a straight line pitch. So yeah, it's that art, because you really have to get under it more than actually straight hitting it, which is a bit different. But
there was a guy we used to play when I used to play in the leagues at that. That hellhole they called in Lakeside,
uh-huh.
which turned us all into cowards. I said, yeah, I'll catch. No problem. Because the outfield was all, it was no grass.
Yeah.
It was all rocks.
Uh-huh.
And if it hit a rock, it would, and we used that real hard blue dot ball, I think.
Uh-huh.
And if it hit you, it just, it was like getting shot. And I said, oh, I'll catch. I'm the captain. I'll catch.
Yeah.
Because I, and the lights, we played at night and the lights were terrible. You couldn't see the ball. But there's a guy on there was on the other team, played in the league, named Porkchop. And this guy, you see him on the street, you go, there's no way this guy's an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
He hit a home run every time.
Really?
I told the one pitcher, I'm like, walk him. I'm giving the sign. Throw it outside.
Yeah.
Bam. Over the fence. I go. But his name was Porkchop. Fantastic athlete. And he could run, too.
Really?
You look at him and go, there's no way this guy can run.
Uh-huh.
He could run, hit.
Which usually the bigger guys in softball, because they can just power the ball out.
But this guy was just, he was not, he was like beer drinking, slob guy, no muscle tone at all, but put it over the plate.
Yeah.
Porkchop. Boom. Out of there. But is what it is.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was a good time. I was wearing my Padre hat and I hit into a double play the first time I got up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, just like a Padre.
Just like a Padre. Dang it. I hit for the cycle.
Yeah, did you?
A softball game one time.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I hit the ball over the fence, like 300
but
feet.
But I felt pretty good. Like, I haven't played anything since when I was on the Florida Marlins Little League team in 1994.
Wow, that was a long time ago. That's a long time ago.
That is. 1994, like, that's...
20...
Almost 20 years ago. 18 yeah. years ago. 18 years ago.
Wow, 18 years ago. Crazy. Crazy.
So there we go.
So at least you had some fun.
I had a good time. It was, you know, it's an hour-long game. To play some sports. It's good.
Yeah, I got up, made a big breakfast on Sunday,
oh,
and then watched some football, and then watched a Charger game going, this is ridiculous. I waited all day to watch this.
Yeah, I mean, that was because I even left work a little bit early because I was supposed to work till 5, and I was like, you guys are covered good. Can I peace out now? It's like 4:30. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. So I ran home, got it all set up, and then the DirecTV thing wasn't working for like 30 minutes. And you can ask Colleen. I was fuming. I was so mad. I was
mood. Just go on Sign On San Diego, and when the game, they'll post sites that the game's on.
See, I didn't know that. I was trying to use the DirecTV thing, and I was just like, screw this. And then Red Zone package is finally on Time Warner Cable now.
Yeah.
So you get the NFL Network. That comes with it. And then it's like $6 a month, and you get all of their sports channels, and you also get the Red Zone channel. They don't have the game day.
Oh, so you can actually buy it now.
Yeah, like you can get the Red Zone package now.
Really?
But you only get the Red Zone package, not the...
individual games.
Not the individual games, which makes sense because that's like $60 a month or something. This is only $6 a month.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's... I was fuming mad. And then they actually, I think it was at the second half, that's when it started working finally. And it was just a brutal game.
Just one of those games. Nothing clicked.
No,
nothing works. Sometimes even a podcast we have, and it just nothing clicks, nothing works, and just is what it is.
Sports
is crazy. Life is crazy. And
sports is crazy. TV is coming back, and if you'd like to hear more about our thoughts on that, that's going to be on the Jay and Jack TV podcast, and that will be on our Plus feed.
There's going to be a revolution,
baby. So if you want to hear our thoughts about all the great TV shows that are coming back, definitely check it out there. I believe we'll have our Emmy talk on Jay and Jack
yes,
TV
Emmy
as well.
Talk.
We got to cut off. Let's go to the next thing. anyhow, anything else, Jack?
No, I think that's about it. I think that's, I think I've covered all my excitement I've had over the last 2 weeks.
New iPhone came out for me. That was a crazy weekend.
Yeah, I saw that. I said, wow, new iPhone. I can't, but there's no way I'd get in line. There's no way.
It's the same thing as Comic-Con. I feel like, and I tell, you know, my coworkers this, It's part of just being that excitement of being the first people to get there to get it.
I was watching the news in San Diego and people were selling their spots to people. I'm trying to remember if there was anything in life that I had. I said, well, okay, I did wait in line for the first Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
Star Trek, the motion picture, which I waited in line 3.5-4 hours to see it and was just so disappointed. I don't think I ever want to wait in a line again. It's the worst movie. It's not the worst movie ever made, but for mm-hmm. me, it's the worst movie ever made because of what I had to do to see it.
Yeah.
So, I'm just not big on I have to have it. I have to be the first one to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Because technology, I'm still working on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm still I got the update, and does all these different things. Like, okay, your mom's trying to explain it to me as I'm watching the Charger game.
Yeah.
She goes, "Are you listening?" I go, "No, not really. I'm not listening, but you can keep talking if you want." I haven't seen her in, you know, 2 weeks. So
yeah.
It's kind of like I have to. But I said, "Okay, you can tell me this before the Charger game started or after the Charger game started.
Not
or after
during.
The after it ended, but during?"
Yeah.
It's okay. We're still married. But, but it's just crazy. It's just nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a crazy weekend. The 5's nice though. It's really light. Like that was the biggest thing for me. Like I know it has a longer, you know, bigger screen and faster and all this stuff, but just the lightness, I was just like, this is like barely anything.
Well, I'm glad they did that because the last iPhone I had, because I have the iPhone, what do
4S.
I injured my back picking it up. It's so heavy.
Well, you have that big old OtterBox on it.
I don't have it. I don't use that anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No.
What do you have now?
Just have the. I just use the phone.
You're going caseless?
Going caseless. I'm
Whoa.
Rolling the dice.
That's dangerous now.
I know it's dangerous, but I didn't like the big box. It was a pain. It was too clumpy.
Wow. Why don't you just get a bumper? That's what I have in my mind. It still keeps it thin. It still keeps it from getting all scuffed up and stuff.
Oh, maybe I will. Once things calm down, I can go into the Apple Store.
Caseless. Wow.
I'm going caseless.
That's dangerous.
Roll the dice.
Do you have AppleCare Plus on it, hopefully?
I don't know.
Whatever, probably don't.
Whatever I have.
You're probably one of the people that come to the store. Oh, I broke this. Oh, I have to pay to fix it?
Apple makes $400 billion a month.
I have to pay money to fix my phone that I broke.
Yes. Hey, you're letting go of a secret there.
What's that?
People complain. That, I don't think Apple wants that known.
Oh, yes, because people don't know that people complain.
Yeah, people never complain. They're just happy. They're just happy that God gave them an iPhone.
The C's part.
You know what's funny? If you came out with a new iPhone tomorrow, those same people would be in line to buy the new iPhone.
Well, to reference Casey again, listens to the show. He was second person in line when I left the night before, so he got there at 11.
All right, hold on a second. The guy that works there.
Well, he doesn't anymore. He works somewhere else now.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So he left. He's doing architecture now.
I was about ready to laugh in Casey's face.
No,
without Casey knowing it.
But yeah, he was second in line. So he went through the night. Until we opened at 8 a.m.
Well, I thought people couldn't camp out at your place.
They let him go in at 11 o'clock the night before. But he had like a desk chair set up.
Guys, it's just a phone. It's just a phone. Oh, my God.
But
people are crazy.
You know, launches are fun, though. It's a lot of excitement, a lot of energy. It's a good time.
Yeah, I bet it is. You know what?
It's tiring, though. I worked every day of it, usually.
I wish I owned Apple. Because
the company,
because yeah, I wouldn't be talking to you first, but no, it's just you guys have got, I don't want to say brainwashed, but these people are just brain. It's just that thing this generation where people have to have that. They just have to have. It's like when Atari came out or something like that.
Sure, sure.
You just had to have it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think of something I had to have.
Like when you were.
I'm old. I can't remember. I'm trying to think of
something. Like a VCR. That was like a
VCR, but I didn't have to wait in line. I spent $1,000 on it.
Yeah,
it was $1,000 for this VCR, but that VCR lasted over 20 years.
Yeah, it was a great
VCR.
And
it was just like it was just a small piece that finally broke on it.
Uh-huh.
I think I gave it to my mom, to whoever it was, and it was just a small piece that broke on it. That could have, but they were made to last.
Yeah,
back then, not made to last. Fill up our landfills. They were. Mm-hmm. It was made to last. $1,000. And it wasn't wireless remote. It had a wire remote, but it wasn't wireless.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing worked.
It's true.
It was great.
Hey, I got a new little flat screen TV for my den.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You're big time now.
No.
Head cheap.
Actually, I got it really cheap. I was pretty happy about it. It was like 200-something bucks. It's 1080p.
You stole it.
And when somebody said they wanted like 120 for it, and then I ended up getting it from him for 100 bucks.
Oh, some guy was just selling it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brand new in the box. Never been used.
Where did you know the guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Wasn't it was some guy in the street?
No. It wasn't out of the back of the van. That's when you know it's too good to be true.
You saw my tweet about a month ago where I was at the gas station. Guy goes, "You live around here?" I go, "I think he's won a ride." I go, "Yeah, I live around here." He goes, "Yeah, you want to buy that TV? This TV?" And he looked at the back of his truck. There's a huge TV back in the truck. I go, "I'm looking at my car." I go, "Well, first, no." I go, "No, I'm good. I don't want to buy your stolen TV."
But now I have a problem. Is I have a pretty sized 32-inch, you know, old, like CRT TV.
The one you used to have in here?
Yeah, the one in here. And Goodwill doesn't take those anymore. Like, I walked up to Goodwill, Because I've been kind of renovating the den, getting some new furniture and stuff. So I went to go drop some stuff off at Goodwill. And on the front door, they have a sign there that says, "We no longer accept CRT TVs. If you have an HD TV flat panel, ask to speak to a manager."
So Goodwill, people that buy at Goodwill will not accept this
TV. Will not accept this TV.
I'm sorry, I can't accept that TV.
So now I have this big TV and I don't know what to do with it. Does anybody need a TV over here?
No.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe the girls could take it up
to Pembroke, maybe.
Pembroke, but they
won't. It's a good TV. It's not HD or anything, but it's a decent TV.
Even Goodwill. We're not taking HD.
I know. I was like, really? You're not going to take this TV? So heavy,
wow,
too.
That's pretty bad.
That's
you know,
right.
You know what has caused that?
What?
The Apple generation. It turns all into snobs.
But... yeah, I was just like, and Colin's like, well, you can sell it. Like, if Goodwill won't even take the TV, how am I going to sell this TV?
How are you
going to
sell it? What if you just put on there on Craigslist free?
Yeah, I might. But then I don't want like people coming to the house and like.
That's true.
Picking it up.
You know what you should do? Take it to the rink, put it in the back, and someone will take it.
But I feel like it's a good TV. I don't want to like send it to the back of the.
No, someone would take
the street.
It. But someone would take it. Free. Wait, is it HD?
No, like, screw it,
dude! I ain't getting that's not for oh man.
So yeah, that's if anybody out there wants a 32-inch Samsung CRT
non-HD,
TV. non-HD,
no 3D, not HD.
And I get it; they're big. I guess the main reason I took it off it was just taking up so much space.
It's a tank.
But man, yeah,
you can't give it away.
I can't give away this TV. It's a decent TV. It's not messed
up. You think someone out there would just want a TV?
Yeah. Especially at Goodwill.
No.
So, I don't know. Maybe just a lot of people are just dumping off TVs.
That's where Warm Taffy shops.
Is that where Warm Taffy is? Warm Taffy need? No, no. He has that big flat screen TV that's way too big for his living room.
He has like it's like a 90-inch TV, HD, whatever it is, and he has three channels. I can't afford the channels, but I got the good TV.
Oh man,
poor Warm Taffy.
What'd you guys do with your big screen TV?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
No.
Anyway, might have gave it to the guys that. Cause I think we had our TV was delivered.
Uh huh.
I don't remember. I think we just turned it in and said, "Hey, take it." It was dead. It didn't work anymore.
Mm.
It was the original HD one where the HD was really crappy.
It was a rear projection TV.
Right, right. And there's really nothing to it. It was mm-hmm. big. You open up and went, that's all there is.
But anyway, want to get some weird news?
Weird news. Weird and wacky.
And again, if anybody wants a TV, just let me know.
Movie picks. Movie picks. Movie picks.
All right, so it's been a couple weeks since we've had a weird news.
Yeah, I've been missing my weird news.
So that means we should have some good ones to choose from here.
And I've been keeping up with what's going on in the world, so.
All right, so.
Anything could be going on.
All right, let's see, we'll start off here. Looking for item to steal, man finds body in a trunk.
Well, that's not really funny, but it is funny. Did he go call 911?
Call 911. Couple charged with selling neighbor's dog on Craigslist.
Wow.
Maybe it was one of those annoying dogs.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a Seinfeld episode where...
Elaine was upset with it because the dog kept,
dog
barking,
kept barking,
so Newman and...
yeah, like they went put a hit on the dog.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? Goodyear offers driving lessons to Lohan and Bynes.
Yeah, you know, I'm to the point, I just go sick of, I feel bad for both of them. They need help.
Mm-hmm.
And we just make fun of them all the time. I'm to the point I can't even make fun of them anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go with that one.
Okay.
It's a tragic story, and I'm not going to go with that one. Mm-hmm. The dog thing, I got to know about the body in the
body in the trunk?
Trunk. I think it's the...
I would have picked a couple charged with selling dog on Craigslist. Because I bet you that was a story. It was an annoying dog that they were sick of.
All right, now you changed my mind. Okay, let's go with the dog story.
Are you sure? I've already opened up the looking for something to steal. Man finds body in a trunk.
All right, let's go with my first instincts. Let's go with the body in the trunk.
A passing motorist found a body in the trunk of a car parked in a ditch in northeast Houston, Texas.
Oh, Houston, okay.
According to the newspaper, the man's body was found at 4 a.m. Monday when a motorist traveling with a woman and a baby spotted the car running the windshield wipers on. After the motorist took the keys out of the ignition, he opened
was
the
it
trunk
raining?
And I get maybe. And found the body. Police said the motorist was trying to steal the car's speakers when he discovered the body. Why admit to that? Just say,
yeah, I was trying to steal these speakers, and yeah, I found this body.
The dead man appears to be in his 20s or 30s. At closer inspection, the citizens discovered there was a man who was dead in the trunk of the car. At this time, it's not apparent what caused the death of this man. However, given the circumstances of the death and the fact that he's in the trunk of the car, it appears to be unnatural.
Oh.
But yeah, that's pretty crazy.
So the guy's stealing the, trying to steal the speakers, he admits to stealing the speakers.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Unless he already like took them out and everything, so they're already out. But even then.
Even then, I said, I just came upon these speakers were laying outside. I stopped because I was wondering what the problem was.
It's good for him for being honest. I'm going to read this dog selling on Craigslist.
All right. It's a bonus.
It's a Pennsylvania couple, so it makes sense.
Okay. Breaking Amish.
A couple in Pennsylvania is facing criminal charges for selling their neighbor's lost puppy on Craigslist instead of returning it. Oh, that's awful. Police in Leechburg, Pennsylvania said two dogs, a Rottweiler and a Golden Retriever mix, wandered on the property of Scott Duff and Roxanne Duff on September 3rd. They're discovering the animals, police say. Roxanne Duff left a phone message for the police saying she was unsure what to do with them. Leechburg police officer returned Duff's message, recommended that she contact either an animal shelter or a local dog kennel, according to a police report. He told her he would contact her if they find the dog's owner. During that call, Roxanne Duff allegedly told Laird that Rottweiler puppy had run away since her initial report. Later in the evening, Laird received a call from the dog's owner, Sean Leach, who said Duff had returned his golden retriever, but not the Rottweiler. Leach said he believed his dog was still in the area and suspected the Duffs were keeping him despite what he had been told. When Laird knocked on his neighbor's door, Scott Duff answered and allegedly denied having the puppy. The next day, Leach called police again and saying he believed the call was still at the Duffs. Dog was still at the Duffs' house. This time, police chief Michael DeBold went to the Duffs' home where he found the couple's 5-year-old son and his babysitter. According to police report, the child said this his mommy had given the dog to a woman on the internet.
Oh.
DeBold contacted Scott Duff.
The kid squealed.
Yeah. Duff again and told him what his child had said. Duff told him he had no knowledge of this and said he only knew that the puppy had escaped from his yard. Short time later, Duff called back and allegedly admitted that his wife had placed an ad on and sold the dog on Craigslist for $50. God. After police located the woman who bought the Rottweiler, who said she was unaware of the theft, Roxanne Duff went to Pittsburgh where the woman lived to retrieve the dog, and it was returned to Lurch. Oh, happy ending. Police charged the Duffs last week with not making a reasonable effort to return lost property, 2 counts of conspiracy, and false reporting.
Wow. All for $50.
Yeah.
Your lawyer fees are going to cost you more than $50. Yeah. Good move there. Hear about the woman that was a flight attendant. I guess I didn't hear the whole story, but the guy had an iPod.
Uh-huh.
He got to go to the bathroom, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Came back, his iPod was gone. Mm-hmm. Just left it. I would leave it on my seat.
Shouldn't, but.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is. And he comes back, it's messing. Asks the flight attendants, like, well, my passenger must have taken it. They can't find it, but he had.
To find my iPhone on it?
Yeah. And the flight attendant stole it. She denied. She goes, oh, I just someone had turned it into me. But she already had her, like, her husband's birthday and stuff. She put the information on it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know the whole, I just heard it, you know, in passing.
Yeah.
I go, what an idiot.
That's dumb.
So the flight attendant stealing your iPad.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
You don't get peanuts anymore, and they steal your stuff. No, I'm just kidding. Obviously, all flight attendants.
You should always password protect your iOS devices, because if it's password protected, it's encrypted. So even if it is stolen, they can't get into your information on the phone. They'll have to wipe it, essentially.
Yeah, because I watched two movies on I downloaded two movies, The Gray.
How was that?
Yeah, don't go to
No.
The ending I put
on. I seen the trailer for Taken 2 looks awesome.
Well, okay. What's the deal with his daughter? She's just bad luck. Her daughter.
Did you see the trailer?
But I know, but her Maggie Grace is messing again, right?
Well, it's a little bit different.
Okay.
I'll show you the trailer. Dude.
So it's like The Hangover 2. It's a little different.
But with a movie like Taken, you kind of want the same thing.
Someone's
you want.
Getting married this time. Oh, wait.
That happened last time.
Oh, okay. And I say that. I laughed at The Hangover.
So The Gray, what else did you have?
The Gray was, it's okay, but I put on Facebook that Deadwood had a better ending than The Gray. And if you know.
So I'm guessing it didn't have an ending?
Yeah, it didn't have an ending. It's one of those endings where you go, I have to think what happened. Well, this is what happened at the end.
Uh-huh. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler. Well, I'm like, I have 10 minutes left in the movie. They go, power down your, turn off your electric. I go,
no.
Oh, come on. So I'm at my connection. So I go to Houston. And I don't have much. We're delayed, so I didn't have much time. So by the time I get, I'll just finish it.
Houston's a straight shot. Terminal, right?
Yeah, but it's like I'm in gate 30. We land at gate 16. I'm in gate 34. I still had to walk 17 miles to get to my gate. Houston's like that. It's like, hey, we want to have the biggest airport in the world.
It's the longest airport.
It's ridiculous.
Because Dallas is circular. Dallas is nice because they have like two little malls within it with like a bunch of food.
Oh, there's
places.
A lot of stuff there to eat in Houston. Yeah. They have the worst bathrooms, though.
Uh-huh.
Worst bathrooms of any airport I've been in.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Okay.
I'm not criticizing Houston.
Sure, sure.
But actually, they were cleaner this time than they were the time before.
Uh-huh.
But I walk and I walk and I walk. So I get there. We got on their plane and I'm sitting there. And the best thing was because I had booked the plane so late. Only thing left was economy flights.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I've sat in economy all the way. It was great. It was all this. I'm just one step behind first class. There are two rows of first class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm in the row in front, of, just behind it.
Uh-huh.
And I got lots of leg room, but I'm watching them get wine, food. I use their bathroom though.
Uh-huh. Was it nice?
I'm close enough.
Was there like a little attendant in there giving you mints and stuff?
Yeah, well, it was. But you know, at least it wasn't like the one time where I went first class. Though I wasn't supposed to. As a quarterback for Cleveland, I won't mention his name.
Uh-huh.
He was the first one in there. I was second in there. Peed all over the toilet seat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he's not starting anymore, so he lacks accuracy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's the same as he's a quarterback. But anyway, so I put the movie up. I get it all set, get my laptop out, put it out, and I start the movie, and it's only like 30 seconds left of the movie. I go, that's the ending? That's the ending? So I wouldn't recommend going out of your way to see The Gray. The second movie I have on my iPad, it's Battleship.
Why are you going for two Liam Neeson flicks?
I like Liam Neeson.
So do I.
So I went with it. I said, this is going to be like Schindler's List.
Oh, man.
A little off. It was actually better than The Gray.
Okay.
It's got action. It's got the, you know, it's one of those movies where we can do special effects. It's got the guy, it's got two guys from Friday Night Lights.
Yep, yep.
It's not the worst movie. I think, what's the girl, the blonde haired girl, Kate Upton?
Maybe, I forget.
It's got the blonde in there. So it's not a terrible movie.
Yeah, I think it's trying to be like Transformers, which is a spectacle essentially.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm still got 30 minutes left on it.
Okay,
because I had. I just haven't had the urge to go finish it.
Uh huh.
But I have to finish it.
Okay,
it's all right. It's your basic. Okay, I know what's going to happen the whole way, but it's on a plane.
Yeah,
and I'm bored on a plane. So
okay, let's get into this week's verses.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. All right, so last week's, or 2 weeks ago's versus was our favorite movies based on a book.
No, it was best movie based on a book.
Whatever.
It wasn't supposed to be favorite movie. It was best movie based on a book. But I had no problem with how you approached it. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Because people were saying, because some people are getting upset. And I said, I go, no, because I did the same thing with The Grinch.
Uh-huh.
Stole Christmas. It wasn't supposed to have anything with the cartoon, but I made it everything about the cartoon.
So it was Lord of the Rings, Return of the King versus The Godfather.
Right.
And
considered by most the greatest movie ever. If you go on any poll,
it's usually up there.
It's in the top five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lord of the Rings, Return of the King won.
Well, and like I said, I think walking out, I said, before we have to go, I go, well, you'll win this one, but it should be close.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. So that puts the grant. Is it 6-5?
Six, 5 and 1.
So
basically, I felt I had replacement people voting. And it got a little heated. I mean, I don't take it personal.
Yeah.
If you vote against me, it could be 1,000-1. I mean,
yeah.
Caesar, who is a shy guy and doesn't offer his opinion much, you know, he kind of lays back and goes.
Uh huh.
But he tried to make a point. Well, he made it. At first, I said, well, that's a good point. But then I started thinking, well, no, it's not a good point.
Uh-huh,
I'm not calling you out, Caesar. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He said, you know, that we always try to, our goal is to make them close. And he goes, this is ridiculous because you have The Godfather, which is a different, because like Jessica pointed out, it's a geek. We're geeks.
Yeah.
And so the geeks, this is going to win. In the real world, there's no way Godfather loses to this movie.
Yeah.
This is no way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of the Godfather people because we actually got Jessica to watch the movie.
Yeah.
And other people said they would watch it. No one really made a case for me to go watch Of course, they didn't have to. But Caesar was saying, you know, you have to make things that are similar. Now, I have a pretty good idea, like movies and TV, what's going to win, like when we had Back to the Future versus Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. I knew Back to the Future would win.
Sure.
But I didn't think Back to the Future would win by over 100 votes.
Yeah.
Those are two movies that are pretty similar.
Yeah.
One came out in 84, one came out in 85.
Yeah.
Pretty much same generation. Everyone's seen both movies.
Yeah.
But Back to the Future killed Ghostbusters, and both have great actors. So you just never know what's going to be close. Like I said, I thought this would be closer.
Yeah.
It just wasn't going to happen. Because, you know, you're the most average person. I'm thinking about doing a poll to see what the average age is on our board. I would say it's probably between 20 and 35.
Uh-huh.
Most of those people have read the Lord of the Rings books, loved them, and they saw the movie.
See, Lord of the Rings books are back in the 60s.
Yeah, but
in the 30s.
But when they become popular, though?
I mean, honestly, they became, I guess, to the masses with the movies. But before that, I mean, they're very, like in the 60s, there was a huge...
But it's a popular movie between that generation.
Sure.
That group. So I knew it wasn't going to win, but I was just like, oh my God, how's it getting killed? I mean, the first guy that made the comment, I'm not calling him out, said, hands down, no question. I'm like going, really, hands down? The Godfather? Because I even put on Rotten Tomatoes, 100% of critics liked it, 90%, 97% of the viewing public loves The Godfather.
Yeah.
Gave it a thumbs up rating. Only 3% were against it.
Yeah.
Your movie, I think it was still respectable. 84 of listeners and our people watching, 94 of the critics. Still a great rating, but The Godfather.
Sure.
But it's just, it is what it is. And I don't take don't take it personal.
Uh-huh.
If I win, I win. If I lose, I lose. It doesn't matter to me. Yeah. I will do everything I can to win.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I'll do everything inside the, with. There's no rules. So I'll do anything inside to win. But
there's no replacement refs.
There's no replacement refs. I'll grab that ref. Like, what are you doing? But guys, it's just relax. It's just for fun.
So I have to pick the next verses.
Yes, and I'm afraid because I could fall two behind.
You could fall two behind. You could fall two behind.
Now I wish I wouldn't have done the whole... go with the tie and the ding dong versus cupcake. I was 110-109 when I said let's go with a tie.
But actually, once we decide the tie, I end up being ahead at the end of it
because I stopped all. You put out another video. I stopped all. I ceased all campaign.
Yeah, but I didn't put it out to actually win. Because I already had it. Maybe.
Yeah, but I stopped. I just said, you know, I don't do any backdoor deals. What you see my deals? I'm offering because I was selling votes for The Simpsons,
uh-huh,
for votes for The Godfather. I said I'll vote for The Simpsons if you guys. But I'm there. I'm open and honest.
I
put it right out there, like the tasty cake thing. And I got a few votes for The Godfather, but it didn't matter because I lost. I don't know what the final voting was, but it wasn't close.
So I know we don't want to do food things anymore.
No, I just want to take a break from food things.
Yeah,
I put on like 8 pounds.
Like I wanted to do the MASH versus Seinfeld, but that's. That poll thing's not going to end until like 2 years from now.
Well, there's a whole new one going on now.
I know, yeah. Got to wait for that. But so I was trying to think because I listened to the mustard versus ketchup. And I was just trying to think what is as simple.
And to be honest, my
that.
Favorite one is barbecue sauce. Between the three, I would take barbecue sauce over either one.
Sure. So then I was thinking we haven't done one about ice cream.
Oh, okay.
So, your favorite ice cream versus my favorite ice cream.
Huh. Wow, that's a tough... I'll probably lose this one.
Why don't we just agree this? Neither of us pick chocolate or vanilla, because those are the...
Okay.
So it has to be something unique.
All right, then I'll go with one that I love, and Oreos, cookies, and cream.
Oreos, cookies, and cream?
I got to go with Oreos, cookies, and cream.
Mine's similar, but different. Mine is chocolate chip cookie dough.
Okay.
I love chocolate chip
cookie
dough.
Now, here's one that... I can honestly say I don't like cookie dough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, I've never really had it, but just the thought of it. I think I tasted a piece. I don't like cookie dough.
That's so good.
But Oreos, cookies, and cream. I thought
you liked...
Neapolitan?
Neapolitan.
But you said chocolate and vanilla. So...
I'm saying like you can't pick chocolate or
vanilla. Well, what I usually do is I usually take Oreo, cookies, and cream and Neapolitan and put it together.
Really?
Yeah. You've seen pictures of my... bowls of ice cream.
Uh-huh.
It's a mammoth bowl. I usually put them all. I get
you,
both.
You eat a lot of ice cream. You eat more ice cream than anybody I know.
I love ice. I'm an ice cream fan.
Yeah.
Growing up, I used to put the Save-On down this when I had my 15 cents.
Uh-huh.
If I, you know, mowed like 18 lawns and got 15 cents.
Yeah.
I would go down, to the store and I get a double scoop. Rainbow sherbet and banana nut. And the same thing. Mixing them.
You're a banana split fan too.
Yeah. No, banana. I'm sorry, banana nut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
oh, I love banana splits.
Yeah.
But no whipped cream. I don't like whipped
cream. Which is weird. You love ice cream, but you hate whipped cream, which is weird.
I got sick on whipped cream once.
Uh-huh.
And ever since, can't.
So that'll be the verses. It'll be Oreos cookies and cream versus chocolate chip cookie dough.
Chocolate chip
ice cream.
So you're kind of going with the double there. Chocolate chip and cookie. So it's coming down to what people really like best. Oreos, double stuff, triple stuff.
Let's leave the Oreos out of it. So we'll make it generic, just cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream.
Not Oreos, cookies and cream.
Well, no, that's not fair because you went with chocolate chip. You can't, there's not
chocolate chip cookie dough. It's the cookie dough's in there.
Okay, but I Oreos, cookies and cream is my favorite.
You can't, it can't call it Oreos, it's just cookies and cream.
But when you think of cookies and cream, it's Oreo, cookies and cream. Because
it can't be brand specific.
Well, I think, but people are going to think Oreo, cookies, and
they
cream.
They can think Oreos and cookies
so
and cream.
So you're trying to win because you...
I'm not trying to win. I'm just saying it has to be generic. It can't
it doesn't
be like,
have to be generic.
Yeah.
You said, what's your favorite ice cream? You said you can't have chocolate vanilla.
That box that you have downstairs does not say Oreos, cookies, and cream.
I did not buy that box.
Even then, you can't buy Oreos. It's just cookies and cream. That's what they call it. They don't call it Oreos, cookies, and cream.
But what's in it? Oreo cookies.
All right. So you're going to go Oreo cookies... Why don't we say sandwich cookies and cream? Like
sandwich
so it
cookies.
Can encompass all of those all
right, fine.
Types.
Oreo cookies and cream.
Fine. And chocolate chip cookie dough will be mine. And that is the verses for this week.
All right. I can live with that.
All right.
It's because I know people love their cookie dough. Because mm-hmm. your sister likes both.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't eat. It's like mustard. It's like mustard to
it's
me.
It's so good.
I don't like cookie dough. Maybe I should sit down and try it one time. I mean, I have tried it, but I just...
Yeah.
It's too...
It's so good.
It's too rich, I think. Too...
But there's not a lot in there. It's just these little nuggets of awesome once you just... And you bite into it. And, oh, it's so good.
When you get the generic Oreo cookies and cream ice cream,
uh-huh.
it's so good. I mean, it's just so... It's like... It combines the best of both worlds.
Uh-huh.
Well, and then you got... It's like dipping... It's better than dipping an Oreo in milk.
Wow. You're turning on dipping Oreos in milk, huh?
I've already won that, so it doesn't matter.
But,
actually, you know what I do?
What?
I used to do this.
Yeah.
I used to put Oreos cookies and cream, and then I put milk in it, and I stir it up. So it's like...
That's gross.
No, it's like a shake.
All
it is called a shake.
That's true. But I still vividly remember the first time I had cookies, chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream, and it was amazing. Oreos cookies and cream is too bland. It's too generic. It doesn't offer anything
what do
unique.
Mean too bland.
It's just it's just chunks of Oreos and
so good
in
it's
so good. Ice cream.
On a hot day, you're out there sweating. People are. It's so sticky and hot, and you're standing in line for your iPhone. And it's so hot. There's no air conditioning in there. Someone goes, "Hey, how about some Oreos cookies and cream?" You go, "Oh, thank you. You saved my life. You saved my life."
All right, so that is the verses. Check that out there.
On our Facebook page.
At
more people need to join.
Facebook.com/group/JandJackGroup.
You can't complain unless you join. There, said it.
All right, guys. Well, that is our show for this week. Give us a call, 206-309-0311, if you want to talk about the chocolate cookie dough versus Oreos cookies and cream ice cream. And you can do that at 206-309-0311, Colony Time.
I'm going to go buy some.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311, Colony Time, with your
cookies and cream theories.
Comments. questions. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Again, if you want, we're going to talk a lot about TV on our other podcast, Jay and Jack TV, and that's over on the Plus feed at jayandjacktv.com. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.